I've received a number of questions before Pesach about having pot roast or chicken cutlets on the night of the Seder. What exactly is forbidden regarding this custom not to have roasted meat on the night of the Seder? So it starts with the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara states, Malkam Shenagu Lechol Tzliba Pelele Pesachim Ochlim, Malkam Shenagu Shelo Lechol Ein Ochlim. So in a place where the custom is to eat roasted meat on Pesach night, we can eat. In a place that they have the custom not to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach, we don't eat. And the Shulchan Aruch basically states that there are two different customs. There was no overwhelming consensus, because the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tav Ayin Vav Sif Aleph says that exactly. Malkam Shenagu Lechol Tzliba Pelele Pesachim Ochlim, Malkam Shenagu Shelo Lechol Ein Ochlim. What's the reason for the custom not to eat roasted meat on the night of Pesach? Gezeira Shema Yomu Basar Pesachu. It's a decree that they might say that this is the meat of the Korban Pesach, and obviously we cannot have roasted meat outside, roasted Korban meat outside Yerushalayim. This is obviously probably a greater problem shortly after or around the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and the custom, I guess, continued even afterwards. And the halacha is not only about lamb or goats. The Korban Pesach comes from goats or lambs, but the custom of not having roasted meat on the night of Pesach, the Shulchan Aruch writes that custom in Seif Beis, it says, Afilu basar egel va'of, even meat of a calf or a chicken. Kol davar sha'ta'un shchita asu lechol tzali, b'makom shenagu shel lechol tzali. Wherever there is a custom not to have roasted meat, it does not make a difference whether we're talking about roasted lamb or roasted beef or roasted chicken. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Ches states, even though you can't have a Korban Pesach from chicken or from calf meat, nevertheless you're not allowed to eat it. Tzali, you're not allowed to have roasted chicken, baked chicken. Why? They're going to make a mistake. They say, oh, if you could have roasted chicken, you can also have roasted lamb. Because then they're going to allow roasted meat from lambs or goats. So in other words, once this custom developed, wherever this custom exists of not having roasted meat, this applies to any roasted beef or any roasted chicken, but it's only something that requires shchita. So you would be allowed to have roasted fish. Fish does not require shchita. Now, there is a dispute. What about sli kedar? What about literally it's called pot roast, I guess. It's not what we call pot roast. What if, because normally speaking, roasted meat is on a fire. By roasted would include baked meat also, or baked chicken. So a baked chicken cutlet would, the halacha would apply to a baked chicken cutlet as it would to roasted meat. There are only two different types of heating meat processes, dry heat or liquid heat. If it's liquid heat, that's bishul. If it's dry heat, then that's tzali. But baked wouldn't be included in roasted meat. Now again, sorry, you normally roast directly on the fire, but what if you roast on a pan or a pot and put the pot on top of the fire? That's sli kedar. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's okay. The Aruch HaShulchan in Siman Tav Ayin Vav Sif Beis says that utzli kedar, v'ayinu lahasim abasar b'kdera blomayim, placing the meat in a pot without any liquid, nearly demutter. It seems to me it's permitted. Kivan de Pesach pasuv chiyai gavna. That if you would roast a goat in a pot and put the pot on top of a flame, then that would be pasuv. That would be invalid. The only time that according to Aruch HaShulchan that we have this custom of not having roasted meat is having roasted meat that would appear to be like roasted meat that would be fit for a korban. So in other words, only if it's roasted the way the Korban Pesach was roasted, directly on the fire. So according to the Aruch HaShulchan, if it's tzli kedar, if it's roasted in a pot and put the pot on the fire, then it's totally permitted. But this does not seem to be the general opinion or the general consensus or the custom. It seems that the custom, again, among Ashkenazim, it seems the custom is what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Mishnah Berurah cites the Magen Avraham, who says that even Tzli Kedar is forbidden, is part of this custom. So even if you roasted, you had chicken in a pan and you put that over a fire, this would also be a halachic problem. And the Mishnah Berurah writes this. He says, "Afilut shliketer." This is in Sif Katan Aleph in Siman Tav Ayin Vav. "Afilut shliketer." What's shliketer? Perish shenitzla b'kdeira below mayim. If you roast in a pot without any water, v'shumashko, any liquid, ela mizbasha b'mohel ayotzi menu. But you simply cook. If it's just cooking in its own juices, so that would be afilu hachi yesh l'osim b'nei maris ayin. So this is forbidden based on maris ayin. No difference between slikedar, between roasting on a pot on a fire or roasting directly on the fire. The Mishnah Berurah says, and even if you cook it first and then you roast it, it's still forbidden. If you cooked it first and then you roasted it, then you should, the Mishnah Berurah says you shouldn't do it. However, he says if it's soli v'achach bishlo mutar l'kol, if you roast the chicken first or the beef first and then you cook it afterwards, it's mutar according to everyone. Truth is, the Kaf HaChaim thinks, or he cites the Pri Chadash who thinks it's forbidden, but the Mishnah Berurah takes the position that if it's roasted and then cooked, then it is permitted. The Piskei Tshuva states that if it's smoked meat, it's treated as tzali, as roasted. So again, just to summarize, what we've said is that if it's roasted or baked, then the custom is, according to Mishnah Berurah, that we don't have that on the night of the Seder. If it's cooked, then we can have the night of the Seder. If it's roasted and then cooked afterwards, we can have that on the night of the Seder. What's the difference between roasted or fried and cooked? If it's deep fried, so then if it's submerged in liquid, then that's like cooked, and that would be fine. What if there's a little bit of liquid? The Shevet Alevi in Chelak Tes, Simon Kufchaf, says that if im yesh mayim mamash ein zetzali, he says that if there is real liquid, if you add real liquid, then that is tzali. Gamim nikra came befi amon. Even if people call pot roast tzali kedar, but if there is liquid, then, or he says kol sheish marak. Even if there's soup, if there's liquid, then in the pot, then it's not a violation of tzali kedar. It's considered cooked and not roasted. Question is, how much liquid you have to have? So the Shevet Levi says, how much kadeshia nikar marak mamish? As long as it's recognizable that this is soup, that it's liquid. If it's just cooking in its own juices, then that's kalit sali. If you add liquid so that it's nikar marak mamish, it's recognizable that you're adding liquid, significant amount, like a soupy, you know, liquid, so then it's permitted. The question is how much? It's hard to know exactly the amounts. Rabbi Willig, I spoke to him, he thinks if it's like 50% submerged in liquid, then that or sauce. So if the chicken is submerged in 50% sauce and or liquid, so then it seems it is no longer tzali, it is bishul. If it's less than that, then maybe. It's not clear. It's questionable. So this is the rule about the custom regarding tzali, which we don't have on the night of the Seder, the difference between tzali and mevushal.